The primary election is almost here. Vote centers will be open May 7th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make your vote count. Visit vote.indy.gov for more information. This message was paid for by the Marion County Election Board.
DrivenToSaveLives.org is their website. Coming up, we've got a scoreboard update. You want to know who's winning or who has won in these games and who's playing tomorrow? The man with all that information is Network Indiana's Corbin Lingenfelter. Store.
Thank you, Coach. It is good to be with you here on a busy day of college basketball. Let's get you updated on the games that are happening right now. Houston is up on Longwood 43-16 at the halftime break. And then James Madison is working an upset on Wisconsin 33-20 that game in halftime as well. The team that will play the Purdue Boilermakers on Sunday is either TCU or Utah State. And right now, it can go either way. TCU is up 23-20 on the eighth-seeded Utah State. Then, in the first quarter, just tipping off, Grand Canyon and St. Mary's. A turnover is how this game started. Some finals from earlier on. Purdue moves on 78-50 over Grambling. Zach Edey, 30 points, 21 rebounds. His head coach, Matt Painter, postgame.
Really put us in some binds in the first half. I thought with their playmaking and their, I thought our ball screen defense had to make some improvements in the second half, but just a well-coached team. You know, obviously it's hard to, you know, play a game on, you know, Wednesday and then turn around and play a game on Friday. But I just have a lot of respect for what they were doing, just their organization and the stuff they run and what they do. And, but I thought our guys were really good in the second half defensively.
Painter on NCAA YouTube page. The Purdue Boilermakers will take on either Utah or TCU. Also playing today was Marquette, who took down Western Kentucky 87-69. Baylor takes down Colgate 92-67. One of many upsets from today, Yale over Auburn 78-76. Crazy final minutes of that game. Duke moves on 64-47 over Vermont. Alabama takes down Charleston 109-96 for the highest scoring game of today in terms of a single team points. San Diego State, last year's runner-up, takes down UAB 69-65. Clemson downs New Mexico 77-56. Colorado and Florida, 102 for Colorado, 100 for Florida. So that's another upset. And the last two games were upsets as well. In overtime, Northwestern takes down Florida Atlantic 77-65. And the Texas A&M Aggies knock off the Nebraska Cornhuskers 98-83. In the women's realm, Stanford is up on Norfolk State 32-19. Texas A&M trails the Nebraska 14-12. Top-seeded South Carolina moves on with a 91-39 win over Presbyterian. Drexel falls to Texas 82-42. Now for the Indiana teams in women's college basketball, you're going to have to wait just a little bit longer as Indiana and Fairfield will tip off at 1:30 on ESPN2 tomorrow, and Notre Dame will face Kent State at 2:15. Both those games can be watched on ESPN or ESPN2. For the Pacers game, taking on the Warriors 67-63 with 50 seconds left to go in the second quarter. Indiana currently trailing Golden State, looking for revenge on this road trip from that last game back at Gainbridge Fieldhouse when Steph Curry put up 42 points alone in a 131-109 loss for Indiana. Soccer is back in action in the state of Indiana with the Indy 11 hosting the Sacramento Republic FC tomorrow for their home opener. That game's at 7 o'clock. Can be viewed on ESPN Plus or Wish TV. in Major League Baseball. Some news coming out involving Shohei Ohtani and his former interpreter. Earlier this week, it was announced that the Dodgers had fired the interpreter after supposed stealing of some money that was reportedly being done to cover some gambling debts. Now the MLB is expected to request interviews with all of the parties involved, but no one does have to comply due to Players Association rights and other things as well. Hey, follow us on Twitter at IND Sports.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. Corbin Lingenfelter, you got scores, brother. You got what's going on. So who's playing tomorrow? No. Let me ask you this. When does Purdue play?
Purdue will play on Sunday.
Okay.
That game is to be determined. All those games are right now are to be determined just until these final three games kind of wrap up tonight to determine what
time
each team will be playing at. So we'll hopefully have an answer for you soon.
Who's left? Who's still playing? You got Longwood and Houston, right?
Yeah.
James Madison and Wisconsin and TCU and Utah State. Is that it?
Correct, yes.
All right, well, guys, Grand Canyon and St. Mary's and all these other people are still playing. So it's going to be – so we are a Friday-Sunday site, mm-hmm. so the Thursday-Saturday sites. Do you have matchups in front of you? Who's playing tomorrow?
I do. So the day starts off with Dayton and Arizona at 12:45. Then you got Gonzaga and Kansas, who is – Kansas kind of is my little sleeper pick because I still believe they're the team of March. That game's at 3:15. At 5:30 on CBS, you've got Michigan State at North Carolina, Washington State and Iowa State at 6:10. Oakland, representing the Horizon League, takes on NC State at 7:10. Texas and Tennessee a little bit later on at 8. 8:40 is DeQuesne. Did I say that right?
Duquesne,
thank you, and Illinois, and then the game, and then tomorrow's games wrap up with Oregon and Creighton at 9:40.
This is a great story. Duquesne's head coach Keith Dambrot just announced his retirement. He was LeBron's high school coach, and he's been a longtime college coach. He was at Akron, did a great job there. Went to Duquesne. It's a fun story. You know, they win for the first time in a long time. A lot of really fun stories. And so, Longwood. And I played against my last year at IUPUI. We traveled down to Longwood. It's in Virginia. I didn't think we could go as far as we went. I didn't realize it was – You know, when we were NCAA, I helped him in the transition. I got him into the NCAA, and we were an independent against my instructions. Our administrators felt like they knew more than I did, and I tried to explain to them, you don't want to do this as an independent. And guess what we did? We went independent, and so now we've got eight-hour bus rides where that was part of it. And I'm asked all the time, how come I stopped coaching? Those bus trips. We were going to be an independent in Division II. I couldn't see us. I just couldn't see doing that. That's not something I wanted to do. I was in an age where I still felt like I had a different career in mind. I didn't have it in mind. I just did not want to be a lifer as a basketball coach. And so I got out of it and started something called Indiana Sports Talk. So, hey. Pretty good move, quite frankly. So, Boilers win. We're going to talk about that coming up later on in this hour. And you and I are the only people we know who didn't fill out a bracket sheet, correct?
Yeah, as far as I know, yes.
Now, what does that actually say about the two of us? What does that actually mean?
Well, for me, it just says that you really enjoy basketball without the added stress of, is my bracket going to be right or not after day one?
Right. Well, but, you know, everyone you know goes, okay, so did you have them winning that game? How's your bracket sheet doing? All of those kinds of things. You and I, we get to miss those inane conversations, quite frankly.
Exactly.
That's one of the benefits. Yeah, one of the benefits. And so, you know, that's just, I guess we're sorry we missed it. But the games tomorrow should be fun. They should be fun. I think it's interesting that there have been some upsets that no one saw Oakland beating Kentucky. I think, as you pointed out, no one had that coming in. I love the Yale win. I think that's another one of those kinds of things that it gives you hope. quite frankly, it really does. I mean, I still cling to this idea of the purity of how this is supposed to be and what it's all supposed to be about. I understand that it's money. I got it. No one needs to explain to me that when you have a tournament that generates $1 billion a year for the NCAA in their television contract, a billion a year. I think we know what's important. Scoreboard update coming up with Mr. Corbin Lingenfelter. This is Indiana Sports Talk.
The shot clock at 3. Curry drives in the lane, hooks up a wild shot. It glances off the rim. Siakam sends it ahead. Halliburton beat the clock and hit a 3 from the right sideline as the first half expired.
That is Mark Boyle and Eddie White on the call of, excuse me, Eddie Gill on the call of the Pacers and Golden State Warriors heading into halftime. Tyrese Halliburton's 3 there put the game within 1 for Indiana, 67-66 at the halftime break. A crucial game for Indiana, who currently holds the 6th seed in the Eastern Conference, as they are guaranteed at least a play-in tournament spot, but would like to try and avoid that. In men's college hoops from today, Houston is up on Longwood 50-21 with 15.5 left to go in the second half of the game. James Madison leads Wisconsin 44-33. TCU trails Utah State 38-35. Grand Canyon leads St. Mary's 13-9 with 12:38 to go in the first half. In upset terms, Yale took down Auburn 78-76, and then Colorado knocked off Florida 102-100. Northwestern put up 77 to Florida Atlantic 65. That game needed an extra quarter of play to finish out, and Texas A&M knocks off Nebraska 98-83. In the NAIA, Indiana Wesleyan moves on 84-73 over Arizona Christian, heading on to the Elite 8th for the 11th time. I'm Corbin Lingenfelter.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk. It's not only Indiana Wesleyan, it's Grace moving on too. Grace beating Northwestern of Iowa 82-66. They're down to the Final Four, and guess what? 2 of them are from Indiana. We've said over and over, when you hear me talk about the Crossroads League being the best NAI conference in the country, that's what we're talking about. So congratulations. I think it's going to be fantastic when they have an all-Crossroads League national championship game. That's going to be fantastic. So the quarters are tomorrow, and then the championship game on the 26th. We hope that our 2 schools that are left are in it, and we're hopeful that that's how it turns out. And it's just one of those things where we have known for quite some time that the Crossroads League. Look, Grace has had a great, great year. Indiana Wesleyan similarly has played very, very well, and so. Clearly, we've got a lot of tournament action that we're talking about. Why not talk about the NAIA basketball tournament? So it's just that type of year. Men's basketball has been won by Indiana schools more than once. The Crossroads League has won a number of these championships before. So congratulations to Grace and Indiana Wesleyan, and best of luck. Next Saturday, the 30th, the 114th annual IHSAA Boys Basketball State Finals presented by the Indiana Pacers and Indiana Fever will be played at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Obviously, with the NCAA first and second rounds here in Indianapolis, necessitating the move of the tournament dates back a week from the customary, and customarily we'd be playing the championship this weekend. Obviously, with the facility issue that you have, it's moved back a week. So it's all next Saturday, the 30th. And game one, 1A championship, Bethesda Christian will play Fort Wayne Canterbury. Bethesda Christian's 23-7, Canterbury 18-9. Second game, next Saturday the 30th, the 2A championship game between number 1 Brownstown Central and number 2 Wapahani. Brownstown Central is 27-4, Wapahani 26-2. Let me stop there. Brendan King joining me, wanting to talk about Indiana State baseball. We know basketball is fantastic in Terre Haute, so is baseball. Hello, Brendan King.
Hello, Coach. Good to be with you.
Great to be great to have you. So tell me about Sycamore baseball.
Yeah, I mean, I think you led into it well. It's an exciting time to be in Terre Haute, not just because, you know, you wish the Sycamores were for sure in the big dance in the NCAA tournament, but good win in the NIT against SMU as well. And, of course, now right. You move on Sunday to face Minnesota. But, yeah, I had the pleasure, you know, so I just got back from spring training on Sunday right. in Arizona. And the good people in Terre Haute were kind enough to hand me a couple of their baseball games to get juiced up for the South Bend Cup season. So I was on the call today in Terre Haute, Missouri State, Indiana State. Missouri Valley opener, so you got to love it, Coach. It's getting towards that
wow.
part of the season in college baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had the call. Actually, it was pretty cool. On Tuesday, I had the call of the Hoosiers against the Sycamores in Terre Haute, which was a victory for Indiana State. So that was a big one. But today, Missouri State played some good baseball. First of three, the Bears beat the Trees today in Terre Haute. Final of 6-5 and a good good opener, and they're back at it again tomorrow afternoon.
So after the great season they had last year, that's hard to come back. Lost some guys. Tell me about this year's edition of Indiana State baseball.
Yeah, I think what stands out most, Coach, is what you just said. You lost some talent from last year's super regional team, but for the most part, Mitch Hannes was able to bring back most, if not all, of that group. Now, of course, every year you're going to have guys leave in
right.
graduation, transfer portal, whatever. But I would say a good 70% of that offense came back, and a good chunk of that bullpen, too. Jacob Pruitt, one of the big starting pitchers to come back. He has been out mm-hmm. with injury, but there's potential he can go tomorrow, from what I hear, for Indiana State. We'll see how that rolls. But, yeah, I think in the grand scheme of things, Coach, college baseball is kind of a catch-22 because, you know, you can bring in good players, but just as soon as you do that, you're losing good players. That's kind of how college baseball works, because guys can get poached as well in the draft and the transfer portal. And, you know, that's one of those mm-hmm. things in baseball. Guys are offered thousands of dollars to go play pro ball. And in a lot of cases, that's a more attractive option than coming back to school. But I think what stands out most about Indiana State is they brought back a good chunk of their team. And you had a good ball game today. Now, Missouri State, they lead the Valley in home runs. That really was the difference today. Cranked a couple of them. And also, Indiana State just walked too many men. They walked 9 guys. They tried to mount a comeback at the end. They were down 6-0. Yeah, down 6-0 early, but mounted a comeback, lost 6-5. Sets up for a good game, too, tomorrow afternoon.
I'm serious. In my next life, I want to be you. I really do.
It's been cool, man. I mean, getting to go out to spring training. And
yeah.
I'm very lucky. I'm very lucky that the good people in Terre Haute, you know, gave me a few games. I mean, they did not have to do this. They were really right. nice about helping, because this is kind of spring training for me, Coach. You got to get
right.
the juices flowing
right.
again. I mean, here's the craziest thing I'll tell you, Coach. South Bend Cubs opening day in Quad Cities in Davenport, Iowa, is 13 nights from tonight. How about that?
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Crazy.
Seriously? No, that is crazy. So you're going to have to actually go to work in 13 days. That's crazy.
That's right.
But it's not work. How can that be work?
Oh, heck no. But, hey, until then, I'm hanging out with you. I'm on with you tomorrow night, and then I'm on with you next weekend. So it's going to be fun.
All right, so the Sycamores take a tough one today, lose. What time's the game tomorrow?
So I will be back on the call tomorrow, and then I'll be taking I-70 to hang out with you. First pitch tomorrow night, excuse me, tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. Former Sycamore Jeremy Lucas and I will have the call tomorrow at 2 in game 2 of 3 between the Trees and the Bears.
Bob Warren Stadium, he coached against him when I was coaching baseball at Franklin College. He's one of the best ever. You and I are going to work a championship. The IHSA, we're going to do an IHSA championship game, I think. You've got to pull strings. You know, you have the influence to get to be able to make that happen, okay?
Well, that was as enjoyable as a baseball broadcast I've ever done, Coach, last year with you.
We had fun. Yeah, we had fun.
Hope we can do that again. I'll be there for sure, and I look forward to that with you.
All right. So you know what? You guys just might become an honorary Hoshin as often as you're spending time in Terre Haute. They may make you an honorary member over there.
I've had a great time. It's been a special year. I mean, I owe a lot to Seth Montgomery and the group out there because, they've allowed me to do my first run of men's basketball for TV. Again, they've given me this chance to call some baseball games just to heat up for South Bend Cubs season. So there's a lot of good people in the world, and I'm very lucky that a lot of them are out in Terre Haute, and they give me the opportunity that they do.
All right, head out to the ballpark tomorrow. Or how can people catch? Can they catch you on TV tomorrow with this game?
ESPN Plus.
Yes, even better. Brendan King, I'll see you tomorrow night. Well, I won't see
you. Talk to you tomorrow, Kevin.
But I'll talk to you tomorrow night. Be safe, okay? Coming up, we're going to start talking some basketball. We're going to talk about Purdue with their win. In Indianapolis, this is Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.
I'm Corbin Lingenfelter with this Network Indiana School Board update. The Pacers have a lead, 74-72 right now over Golden State. That was after going on a 4-0 run about midway through the third quarter, 8:38 to go here at Golden State. Indiana now just made it 75-72. Pascal Siakam goes 1 of 2 from the free throw line as Indiana looks to keep possession of the sixth seed or possibly improve forward. Just 12 games remaining in the NBA regular season for the Pacers. That includes this one here. In men's college hoops, the one game that a lot of Purdue fans will be watching is Utah State and TCU. Right now, Utah State at half has the lead over TCU, 40-37. Other games going on, James Madison is up 7 on Wisconsin, 50-43. Grand Canyon trails to St. Mary's 19-16, and top-seeded Houston with 11:37 left to go in the game, 63-28 over Longwood. Purdue moves on 78-50 over 16-seeded Grambling, not letting history repeat itself from last year. Other games included Baylor's win 92-67 over Colgate, Marquette over Western Kentucky 87-69, Duke over Vermont 64-47. Alabama knocks off Charleston 109-96. In women's college basketball right now, Stanford is up 55-35 on Norfolk State. For Network Indiana Sports, I'm Corbin Lingenfelter.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk. It's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Purdue wins tonight in the Midwestern Regional in Indianapolis. 78-50 the win, and over Grambling. With me, the voice of the Purdue Boilermakers, Rob Blackman. Rob, thanks so much for the call. And it wasn't necessarily pretty, but it's an important win for the Boilers tonight.
Yeah, looked a little out of sorts, looked a little nervous in the first 20 minutes, Bob. Purdue only had a 36-27 lead there at halftime, and I think a few Purdue fans might have been a little uneasy at that point. But it really felt like this team just kind of settled in the second half, and even after the fact, you talked to some of the players, they admitted that there were some nerves. Lance Jones, despite being the fact he's a fifth-year college player, he'd never played in the NCAA tournament before.
Wow.
So he admitted he was pretty nervous in that first 20 minutes, and he played like it. And then in the second half, he hit two big threes, and he got his sea legs, if you will. And you could say the same for Trey Kaufman-Wren. You know, he struggled in that first half. He had, I can remember a pass to him in the painted area that if he catches it, he would have had an uncontested dunk. And the ball just went right through his hands. He just, didn't look it in. And that was nerves, I think. And then Trey comes back and has 11 second-half points and 7 rebounds. So, yeah, I think once the nerves kind of cycled their way through some of our Boilermakers, then they were a little bit better, obviously, the second half. But, look, one guy who was not nervous about the stage that he was on
was Zach. Yeah.
30 points, 21 rebounds, 3 blocks, and really shot the ball poorly from the foul line. He was 8 of 14, Bob, and I think he missed 3 front ends of 1-1. So,
oh, yikes.
I mean, isn't that crazy? Think about it. He didn't shoot the ball well from the foul line, and he still has 30 points, 21 rebounds. You're like, boy, Zach didn't have a very good game. If he was on his A game, he would have had like 38 and 21. So what a nice problem to have.
But, yeah, absolutely. It's like a big collective sigh of relief in some respects, is it not? You know, you get to, listen, this one's over, and we can now, that's done. Let's move on. Let's settle in and play the way we're capable of playing.
Yeah, and I really think that kind of happened at halftime, quite frankly. Purdue just kind of, they look like Purdue, the team that had won 29 games this year in that second half. I totally agree with you there. And Purdue kept the turnover number down, had 10 turnovers for the ball game, and really got some nice production from the freshman class. Camden Heidi and Miles Colvin both were, Cam ended up playing 20 minutes, I think 21 minutes, and I think Miles played, 11 or 12, which is way over what their per-game average has been all season long. So, I mean, here they are on the biggest stage in college basketball as freshmen and playing big time minutes. I mean, how can you not be happy about that moving forward? So it was nice to see, certainly.
Well, I'm sure that Matt feels a certain sense of relief. That's a heavy, heavy burden to carry around for 365 days, so to speak. Everybody talking about it and going, oh, I hope you guys do better than you did last year, the year before, all this other stuff. Those guys, listen, they understand it, and they're kids, and that's a heavy burden to take care of. I watched the first half. I share your thoughts. You could just see them. They're battling through it, and it's easy for us to sit back and say, well, they just need to relax. That's much easier said than done. Or as I like to say, oh, that's great coaching. Thanks for pointing out the obvious there for us. So, they did. I think, they're experienced guys. They didn't win 29 games by not being a good basketball team. And so, I think this is a great beginning. I wouldn't want to play these guys throughout the tournament. I really wouldn't.
Yeah, and, it's interesting. You mentioned, that Purdue waiting 365 days to finally have a chance to play an NCAA tournament game and redeem themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
Our game tipped about 30 minutes later than it was originally scheduled. And I said on the radio, well, hey, when you've waited 365 days for a chance at redemption, what's 30 extra minutes? and that's really what it amounted to. So, Yeah, absolutely. Purdue had to wait a whole year to get a chance to redeem themselves, and they took advantage of that opportunity tonight.
All right, so we don't know who they're playing yet, do we?
Right. Utah State does have a six-point halftime lead over TCU, but who knows how that game will end up. But, yeah, Purdue will play the winner Sunday of TCU and Utah State.
All right, you feeling better about yourself now? Everybody feeling better?
I think so, but you know how it is in this business. You feel good for maybe, what, 30 minutes to an hour, and then you get
right,
nervous again.
Right.
Start putting scouting report together for the next team.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I do radio, brother. So, but I understand. I think it's, listen, I thought they shot the ball well. I love Colvin. I love him. I think he's a great addition. I just think that this group is going to get better, and if it's possible, they're going to continue to get better as they make a run through this tournament.
And if Purdue can continue to guard the way they've guarded, you know, I know Grambling's
right,
not a high-scoring outfit, but they only scored 50 points
nope,
in the game. And,
but,
and, yeah, if Purdue can continue to guard like that for the rest of this tournament, Purdue should be in some pretty good shape here.
All right. You get a chance to get some sleep, okay? Enjoy your time tomorrow. Go Boilers. Rob Blackman, the voice of the Boilers. Boilers win 78-50 over Grambling. They'll play on Sunday. Rob, thank you so much. Have a great night.
Awesome, Bob. Thank you.
Thank you. Kip Westner from Hoosier Basketball Magazine joins me. So you're okay now. You can relax. Your guys won. Take a deep, big sigh of relief, okay?
Yeah, that was a good interview with Rob Blackman. He had all the bullet
points. Thank you.
So now we don't have to talk much
yeah,
about the game.
So you and I don't have to talk? You're going to hang up on me or what?
Right. Yeah, no, that was good. I will say I was in Columbus last year for the first round
right,
game.
Right.
And for the Purdue Nation that came out in droves. I'm sure they're a lot happier 365 days
yeah,
later, as you guys talked about. The one thing that's interesting, I did hear Matt Painter in the post-game interview session, and somebody asked him about that. He said, you know what, part of the hardest thing is just answering all the questions. He said, I know that you media people have a job, and you're going to ask the questions
right,
for our players.
Right.
And for me, I mean, this is basketball, and we're you know, just trying to get better. And you know, now we've had an opportunity to play, and that's good. So I think that there is something to people bringing it up over and over again. But
yeah,
hey, well, when you've got a guy that scores 30 points and has 21 rebounds, and you've got another guy that has 10 assists and no turnovers, I think the team that has mm-hmm, those players is going to win, and they won.
You got a chance.
Game.
Yeah.
So.
You got a chance. I know people hate hearing me say this, but it's hard to win. Winning is hard. Okay, I mean, it just is, and these are still kids who, you know, I coached for over 20 years. If I could predict how my guys were going to do something day to day and get paid for it, I would have made $1 million. You can't do it. It's hard to do, all right? So you got some time to hang on through a scoreboard update and come back and talk about Top 60 and all the other great stuff you're doing. You okay with that?
Sounds good. Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome. I'm here to serve. I'm here to serve you. That's for sure. But Kip Westner from Hoosier Basketball Magazine will come back. Don't forget, join us tomorrow night. Yes, we are on Saturday nights. We have been for 30 years. We're going to be talking about some college basketball tomorrow. Also, more about next Saturday's boys basketball state finals. We all can't wait for that. We're going to have some fun with that. We're going to talk some college ball tomorrow, talking about the NCAA, and track down some of our favorite coaches and maybe talk a little all-star basketball. Final scoreboard update of the night with our man, Corbin Lingenfelter, and we'll come back and talk with more with Kip Westner on Indiana Sports Talk.
I'm Corbin Lingenfelter with this Network Indiana scoreboard update. We've talked a lot about college basketball, but let's talk about some future college basketball or future college athletes. In Class 1A next Saturday, the state finals will feature Fort Wayne Caterbury and Bethesda Christian. Game tips off at 10:30 in the morning, followed by the two-way matchup in the state finals for boys, Wapahani taking on Brownstown Central, estimated around 12:45. Later on that night, Class 3A South Bend St. Joseph is facing off against Scottsburg, game at 6 o'clock. And then after, it wraps up with Fishers and Ben Davis, game tipping off at around 8:15. Some sad news for Colts fans after what was a signing today of backup quarterback Joe Flacco. The Kansas City Chiefs are set to trade Lajarius Sneed to the Tennessee Titans. This comes after rumors that swirled around last week that Sneed possibly could be coming to Indy. They were just trying to finalize some details. Well, the Titans beat the Colts to it, as the Chiefs are expected to receive a 2025 third-round pick in addition to a 2024 seventh-round pick for Sneed, who will now sign a new contract with Tennessee. That's Adam Schefter reporting that. An update on TCU and Utah State. Game's down to 6, 47-41. Utah State leading over TCU. James Madison still has a 12-point advantage on Wisconsin, 66-54. For Network Indiana Sports, I'm Corbin Lingenfelter.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk. Kip Wessner from Hoosier Basketball Magazine rejoins me. All right, top 60 workout for boys. When is it? Where is it? Are we excited? Ready to go? Everything finalized?
Well, the NCAA kind of played a little bit of a curveball for the Hoosier Basketball Magazine calendar and Easter.
Yeah.
Also, because Gary Donna learned many years ago having the top 60 on a Saturday was not beneficial for not only the student athletes, but the college coaches, everyone involved. And Sunday afternoon has always been kind of a staple for the boys and girls top 60 workouts. Mm-hmm. But you know, Easter also falls on Sunday. So March 31st would have been a good day to have it based on the day after the state finals, which is a week later than what would normally be this weekend because of the NCAA tournament. So I've been working for Hoosier Basketball Magazine for over 30 years, and April 7th is not the latest we've ever done it. I think we did it April.
But it's close.
15th year. But yes, it's almost as close as you can get. But you know what the thing, the deal is, there are going to be a lot of players that will be happy to be there. There's going to be college coaches, the All-Star. I know they named the All-Star coaches. And so Mike Broughton and his staff to take on Kentucky will be there. And all of that tidbit of information, it answers your question, April 7th. April 7th is a Sunday, and it will be at Marion University in Indianapolis on the west side. And we will have our top 60 senior workout that day. So, in theory, I've got a little bit more time than what I would normally have with the state finals.
No, you don't.
And some other things. I've sent out a few invitations.
Right.
But I can tell you that the teams in the state finals will be well represented. You know, there have been times in girls basketball specifically where there's only been one or two seniors because it's such an underclass laden group. But this year, there are a multitude of seniors, starting with KJ Windham, who is featured on the Champions cover and the traditional cover of Hoosier Basketball Magazine. Be going to Northwestern. They had a big win today in overtime. The four classes will be represented, the state will be represented. And the top 60 senior boys workout, we still got maybe a couple weeks still to talk about it because it'll be April 7th. The only negative to that is that's the NCAA Final Four weekend. So we got Saturday semifinals and then Monday championship with the top 60 squeezed right there in between. I do want to mention one little tidbit about the Purdue game, if you don't mind me doing it. I heard you and Rob talking about in the first half when there was a little jittery and it was, you know, a single digit. It was interesting. Purdue had a 10-point lead, and I know you said you watched the first half, And then Grambling State went on a 6-0 run. And part of the reason why they went on a 6-0 run is because they had two turnovers in three possessions, and then they had a third turnover, like, on their next possession or two. And they only had five for the game, but when you have three turnovers within a minute and a half, we were talking about how kids take that. I mean, it could have spiraled out of control.
It could.
They really came. That was like at the 5-minute mark, and the last 4 minutes of that second half, you know, Fletcher Lawyer got that buzzer beater layup and put them up, you know, 7 or 9 or whatever it was at halftime, and then, you know, went good in the second half. But turnovers have been the bugaboo, obviously. When you have three or four in four or five possessions, that can go badly, but it didn't for Purdue tonight, at least. So the other little tidbit is tomorrow's Indiana women. So I'm going to Bloomington.
Yeah.
Playing Fairfield, 1:30. I heard Mackenzie Holmes, who's also featured on the front cover of the Hoosier Basketball Magazine. She's going to be starting tomorrow, so I'm looking forward to being in Assembly Hall for the IU women. So we'll have something to talk about tomorrow night when I call about Indiana basketball, men and women, Purdue, IU, all the schools in the state are covered in Hoosier Basketball Magazine.
You're the best, Kip. I appreciate it. Be safe. We'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Coming up, final break, some final thoughts. This is the legendary Indiana Sports Talk. Welcome back, everyone. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. What a great night. Thank you very much. Corbin Lingenfelter, last time, last chance here. Anything else you want to squeeze in? First of all, Colts signing Joe Flacco. I know we're in the middle of basketball, but I think that's significant. Am I wrong?
No, it is completely significant because, you know, maybe he hasn't had the greatest of seasons of late, but at the same time, you've got a Super Bowl MVP, a guy that was the premier playoff quarterback for several years, getting to teach and mentor the second year signal caller in Anthony Richardson. So that's really going to be a big plus for Indianapolis. And, you know, heaven forbid that Richardson goes down. Just look at what he did with Cleveland last year. He helped lead them to their second playoff appearance since 2002. So It's a huge signing for Indianapolis, and one that was desperately needed with Minshew going out to Las Vegas to likely be the starting quarterback for the Raiders next year.
Interesting. Okay. All right, so what's up with Utah State in that matchup?
So right now Utah State is up 5, 51-46, 15.5 to go in the game.
Okay, so we think the Boilers are going to be playing Utah State then on Sunday.
Very likely, yes.
Very likely. What time's that game again?
That is to be determined. The NCAA is waiting for all these other games to finish up before they release the times.
They're waiting for TV to make.
Pretty
they're
much.
Waiting for TV to tell them what time the game starts.
They don't work on radio clock.
Well, they should. That's the beauty of it. We do what we do. All right. Great job, as always. Fantastic to work with you. And are you in tomorrow? Who's working tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night I am not in, and I actually have no idea who's in this desk.
We might as well just cancel.
I think
Brendan King. That's right.
Brendan King,
we might
yes.
as well cancel the show since you're not doing it. But we'll try and get by with BK on that, okay? That
I think perfect. You're in more than capable hands with BK.
Drive safely going back to Whiteland tonight, all right?
Will do, sir.
All right, Corbin, thanks. Hey, don't forget, again, next Saturday, the 30th, at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. We've got some boys' state finals basketball to play. It's exciting. I mean, it's a great time. It's wall-to-wall basketball. And so don't forget to join us next weekend. Now, again, congratulations to Indiana Wesleyan and Grace for winning in the NAI tournament, men's tournament. They're playing in the they're in the Final Four. They'll be playing tomorrow, and so we'll update you on all of that. So It's just there's a lot going on, a lot of things going on. Congratulations to the Boilers on that win. Great job by Landon Coons, Elijah Robertson, and Corbin Lingenfelter. Thanks once again to our great stations around the state that bring you the show every Friday and Saturday night. And for 30 years, you've made us the most listened to sports talk show in the state's history. It is the history-making, legendary Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.